Derek, first of all, thank you for getting me into the Masters. It's the least you can do after all I've done for you, which is absolutely nothing.
No problem.
It's a pretty neat story, though, isn't it? And let's talk about your story, because I understand how you even got into the tournament that you won is unusual.
Yeah, it was crazy. I finished up at New Orleans at the Zurich Classic, and I didn't have status to get into next week. So I was going to go play the Web.com Tour event, but as you know, the greens weren't all that great that week, so I had a lot of people pulling out. So I was able to get in as I was making my way over to Athens, Georgia, where the Web.com Tour event was being held, and got in the tournament, and the rest was history after that. So
it's all timing, isn't it?
Exactly.
So what was that week like, though, thinking, okay, I'm just going to come here and just play my best, right, and no pressure maybe?
Yeah, I had no expectations on playing well or even trying to do anything. I just was like, I'm just happy to be in the tournament, you know, and let alone win at the end was just a big, big bonus. So, yeah.
Okay, so when you won, did you think, okay, I belong here?
Yeah, I think so. And to win on that kind of stage, because, you know, there was a lot of good players that had Lee Westwood, Lucas Glover, Rory McIlroy. I mean, there was a lot of good players there, and it felt good to win that kind of tournament versus something a little smaller. You know, now that I have that, you know, I can always look back on it and get that confidence boost that I need that, hey, I won, you know, something pretty close to just under a major. So, you know, to have that under my belt is going to be huge, you know, in the long run.
Okay, so what did that do for the rest of your year last year?
I think I put too much pressure on myself at the end of that. Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm a winner now. I got to do this all the time. You know, and I didn't play to my expectations after that because now I'm thinking about, oh, I got all this media on me now, and it's just a lot different. But I made some changes in the off season, and I think they're going to start paying off here pretty soon. So
how long did it take after you raised your hand that I won this tournament thinking, I get to go to the Masters now?
I don't know. There was a lot of stuff that went on. The first thing was like, you know, I get to be on tour for 2 more years. That was the main thing that I saw. I was like, you know, okay, I'm going to take advantage of that. And that's what I mean by I changed a few things because now I can kind of mess with this year, learn a lot, and, you know, be prepared for my future.
Sure.
But the first time I think I thought about going to the Masters or as a result of going to the Masters was, I don't know, like a week after the tournament, you know, when I got to, because I played the Players and then I took a week off. And when I was there, I was like, man, look at all this. This is cool, you know, like I'm going to be in the Masters now and it's just going to be, you know, a thrill for me. So, and now we're only a couple months away. So
you played in one major so far, right?
Mm-hmm, the PGA Championship last year.
So what was that like?
It's definitely a different feel.
Is it?
You know, there are a lot of people say, you know, you got 4 tournaments a year that are majors and there's definitely a different vibe that goes on at a major. So, I don't know. It's just...
Is it a different kind of pressure you put on yourself, though, too, thinking?
I think so, yeah. Definitely. Like, what you put on yourself and then what also media puts on it, too, is huge. So, yeah.
But the fact that you're not the most well-known golfer on the planet, maybe that would help, though, because the media probably didn't bother you a whole lot, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I kind of like sliding under the radar. I've done that basically my whole life. I've never been given everything. I've had to earn everything I've done, which I like because then
sure.
It gives me that, like I said, that confidence that, hey, I've earned my spot here. So... yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, so this week, what are your thoughts, and how's your game right now?
I feel like my game's better than ever. Like, I've just been working on a lot of things. My swing feels great. I did a lot of short game today. I'm just excited, you know. Like, and there's a lot of history here at Riviera, so I think it's just going to be a good week for me. No matter how I play, I'm just going to be, you know, positive and mentally prepared.
How many times have you played this course?
1.5 now.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, how does it suit your eye? Because it's different. It's old school, isn't it?
It is definitely old. Huge trees. The greens, I think, were what's going to be big time because, you know, they're not watering them, I heard. I grew up on some of this. There's Kikuya, which is
right.
They have it at Torrey. They have it at, you know, a couple different places, especially on the coast. So, you know, I'm just going to take what I know about the grasses and, you know, put it out there when I'm playing.
So, by the way, I looked it up. You're 300-1 to win this tournament.
Okay.
All right. A couple bucks is worth it?
Sure. That's all Vegas numbers, I guess.
No, exactly. No, but, I mean, those are pretty good odds. I'll put $5 on that.
You know, exactly.
Do I have a shot at $5 on that?
I'm going to guarantee I'm getting top 30 this week. For
really?
Sure. And I'm going to, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, because Freddie Funk's over there. I've known Fred for a long time.
Yeah.
I talked to him about 5 years ago at the Masters.
Yeah.
And the day before, I said to him, Fred, I looked it up. You are 800-1 in Las Vegas to win the Masters. He said, "Ted, don't even waste a dollar. I have no chance." He's so honest, you know, because he says, "I can't hit the ball with those guys. You know the way they lengthen the course and all that."
Yeah.
I want to ask, how does that suit your game now? I mean, how's your length, and how do you deal with that kind of a course? Because that's not a big deal here, is my.
Are you talking about the Masters?
Yeah.
The course?
Again, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've never played the course, though, so I have no idea how it fits my game or not. But, you know, the past champions of, you know, you got to plot your way around that golf course. You know, you got to know where to leave the ball, because it's all – if you leave it in the wrong spot, you can make double, triple, you know. So it's a right-to-left kind of shaped golf course. So I think that fits my game.
By the way, have you played Augusta at least on a video game or anything? So,
I've watched it a few times.
Would that help?
I think so, definitely.
Really? So you sort of have
just
familiarity with the holes?
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple of the holes, you know, and what they do, but it's definitely a lot different in person, so.
I've labeled your story, okay? Maybe you thought about this. I don't know. But when I looked you up, I said the title of his book could be From the Green Mile to the Green Jacket.
There you go.
Remember the Green Mile was 16, 17, 18, right?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Will you give me credit for that if
sure,
you win on Sunday?
Definitely.
All right, so don't call the cops or security. I'm not going to stalk you that much, but my job is to cover you at Augusta. So remember my face, remember my name, Ted Sobel. I'm going to be there covering you like a drum.
No problem. Thanks, Ted.
Great to meet you, man.
You too, man.
All right, all the best.